Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Hechsher Kalim, Halacha Dalid. We're towards the end of paragraph Lamed Gimel. We're up to the subparagraph Vizeh Bechinas Hatvilois Hagdoishois Shalakoyim Godol. We dedicate the learning today Leilu Nishmas, Tuvia Barab Yisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Vas Itamar, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it. B'soich Shar Chol Yisrael. We're in the middle of discussing the Avoda on Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol. V'zeh b'chinas ha-tviloiz ha-gdoishez shel ha-Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-Kippurim. Everything that we've been learning now is related to the fact that the Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah 5 times throughout Yom Kippur. Shoyet tzorech tvila b'chol pam shenichnas mi-chutz l'flim u-mi-pnim l'chutz. Each time that the Kohen Gadol changed location in the Beis HaMikdash, going from outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to inside, and going from inside to outside, he had to toivel in the mikvah. Kal yidei kol zeh hoya oisek lahotzi mikoyach halapoyal. Because we learned earlier, much earlier in this halacha, that toiveling in the mikvah is a concept of being moitzi mikoyach halapoyal, bringing things from potential to actualization. And this was a major focus of the Kohen Gadol's Avoda on Yom Kippur. Al yidei she'osak tchila ba'avodas ha'korbonos b'chutz, by the Kohen Gadol first being involved in the activities of the korbonos outside of the holiest part of the Beis HaMikdosh, kimoi b'shar yemos ha'shona, just like he did throughout the rest of the year, shekol avodaso yehoya l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael, where all of these services that the Kohen Gadol performed were all about atoning for the Jewish people, shayidezeh hoya mesakim kol habriya, by which he also helped to rectify the entire creation, shezeh b'chinas moitzi mikoyach al apoyal, which is also an example of bringing things from koyach to poyal, and after the Kohen Gadol did a series of avodas outside, then he entered into that holiest of places, and that's where he accomplished the most important atonement of Yom Kippur. Ki ikar hatikun kualidei she'oila hatzadik b'chinas ha-Kohen Gadol l'mokoyim govoya ve'elyoyim v'niskav ma'oid ma'oid. Because the main solution for all of our problems, the main tikkun for all of our sins, requires that the tzaddik, who in this case is the Kohen Gadol, must be able to go up to the highest of places spiritually, shehu bechinas lefnai v'lefnim, of which one description of that is the inner sanctuary, the Beis HaMikdash, u'mishom himshech chiyus elyon kodosh ma'oid. And it's from there that he was able to draw very high-level spiritual life, holy life, from the upper ruach to the lower ruach, shezeh ikur bechinas hamshochas pishnayim, which is the whole concept of drawing that double light, shayidezeh ikur hatikun. And that's what really accomplishes what we need to accomplish. V'alkein hoyetzorich tvila b'chol pam. And this is why the Kohen Gadol had to toivel again and again on Yom Kippur, ki kol zehu bechinas tevila bebeimei hamikvah, because all of this is accomplishing that major accomplishment of toivling in the mikvah, sheshom ruach elokim, in which is found the divine spirit of Hashem, that ruach elokim merachefes al pnei amoyim, shehu bechinas ruchoi shel Moshiach, which is that divine spirit of Moshiach, merachefes, which hovers over the waters, as we spoke about earlier. With this, Rav Nosson Zal completes the discussion of the toivling in the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Now, in the next paragraph, he's going to go into the topic of the special tefillah that the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol said during that short period of time that he was in the Holy of Holies, where he offered the Ketores there. There was a special three-part tefillah that the Kohen Gadol said there. And Rav Nosson Zal, in several places throughout Likutei Halachos, shows us how that three-part tefillah that the Kohen Gadol did is tied into very important concepts that Rabbi Nizal teaches us in Likutei Moran. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why the Kohen Gadol, when he was in the Holy of Holies, he prayed to Hashem for three things. Number one, Shaloi Tapil Isha Privitna, that no woman should miscarry Chas V'Shal. Number two, V'lo Yitzarchu Amis Amcha Yisrael Zelozeh, Jews should not have to come on to each other for parnasa. We should be able to receive the parnasa directly from Hashem. Number three, V'lo Yadei Ovad Sholtam Midabes Yehuda, that the kingdom should never leave the tribe of Yehuda. We know that David HaMelech is a descendant from Shevet Yehuda. The Pasuk says, V'hoyo Hashem LeMelech. Hashem will be to the king. And we find of the 12 tribes, Hashem's name Yud Ke Vav Ke is found by Shevet Yehuda. We have the letters Yud Ke Vav Ke and the letter Dalet, which stands for David HaMelech. And the Malchus of David HaMelech is considered the Malchus of Kedusha. Rav Nosson Zal asks, V'lechoyra tomua, and it seems very strange, Madua hispalel daiko al dvorim elu. Why did the Kohen Gadol pray specifically for these three things during that short period of time that he had inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? U'ma chibur v'shaychus yesh lahem. And what connection is there between these three things that seem to be totally, totally separate? Achal pi anal, however, based on what we've been learning here, hakol naicha, everything fits beautifully. Ki ikar tfilosoi shenizke ligmar hatikun. The main tefillah of the Kohen Gadol is that we, Klal Yisrael, should be zecha to complete the tikun that Hashem wants us to complete in this world, which is lahoitzi mikoyach alapoyal, to actualize everything that Hashem put in potential. And that's included in this tefillah, that no woman should have a miscarriage. Ki ikar klal habriya hu ha'odom, shebishviloi nivra hakol. Because the one who represents the entire creation, whereby the entire creation was made for him, is man, human beings. And therefore, the more Jews that are born from generation to generation, that's what really accomplishes the perfection and completion of creation. This concept of taking everything from potential to actualization that Hashem wanted to actualize with the creation. And this is why one of the most important things in Yiddishkeit, in living in this world, is purity in Tikkun HaBris, purity in the relationship between men and women. That's how birth takes place, through a holy matrimony and a proper relationship between men and women. And that's how a person acquires the title tzaddik, by being exemplary in Tikkun HaBris. Yalkein hispalel shaloi tapel isha. And therefore the Kohen Gadol prayed that no woman should miscarry. Rakiu noilodin b'nei Yisrael b'nei kayoma sheyasku batoira v'yavdu asashem yisbora. But rather that there should be born good, healthy Jewish children that will study Torah and fulfill the Torah and serve Hashem. And that's one of the most powerful examples of bringing the creation from potential to actualization. And from this we go on to the second prayer, that the Jewish people should not have to come on to each other. They shouldn't have to borrow money from each other. They shouldn't need charity from each other. This means that no Jew should have to come on to other people. This is a term that's used in the Gemara, nitzrach labrius, when a person is not self-sufficient, they can't stand on their own two feet, they have to come on to others. And in chapter 66 of Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, Rabbi Nizal goes into a major discussion about this topic, that when a person has to come on to other people, then that person cannot be real. That person can't be really honest, because they're always thinking about what other people are thinking about them, how other people are looking at them, people are watching them. Rabbi Nizal says during their tefillah, they'll make special motions so that people should respect them, that kind of thing. So this concept of nitzrach labrius makes it difficult for a person to have emes, which is one of the most important components in tefillah, in serving Hashem. Shali deiseh nifkam hoemes. And if a person has to come on to other people, then the emes becomes damaged. The bechinas, as the Gemara says, kevon de nitzrach ha'odom labriyos nishtan eponov. As soon as a person has to come on to other people, that person's face changes. They become a different person. And ponov shehu ha'emes. The face represents the truth of the person, the true reflection of the person. There's a pasuk, Mevakshe Ponecho Yaakov Sela, that Yaakov is called Ponecho, and we know that Yaakov is Emes, Titein Emes LiYaakov, Shehu HaEmes, so the Emes changes, Lekama Gavnin, and it becomes multicolored. It's no longer one. Rabbi Nizal says their Emes is one. Sheker is many. One Emes is, I can say that this is a cup. Sheker, I could say it's a table, a tree, a wall, a light bulb. Kimavur shon heite b'hatoyra nal. As Rabbi Nizal explains very, very well in our chapter of Likutei Moran, chapter 66. Shalidezeh ein yechoylen lohoitzi mikoyach alapoyel. And when a person has to come on to other people and they lose their emes, then that person cannot actualize things from potential. Kimavur shakos shon, again, as Rabbi Nizal writes over there, that the kingdom should not leave the house of Yehuda. This refers to the ultimate kingdom, the kingdom of Moshiach, who will come from Shevet Yehuda. Because the main achievement of the tikkun that we're discussing throughout this chapter of Likutei Moran is brought about through the divine spirit of Moshiach, Ruchai Shel Moshiach. Paragraph Lamed Hei. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to something he touched on earlier, and he'll clarify it more. V'alkei nodav aviyu pogbu. And therefore, we know that the Zohar Kodesh tells us that nodav and aviyu made a terrible mistake in trying to offer the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash, begin deloy in Sivu, because they were not married. And as a result of that, they were not able to accomplish a proper full Koyach Tepoyal, by the fact that they had not brought children into the world. The Kanal, as we discussed earlier, that's one of the most powerful examples of being moitzi mikoyach al apoyal. The hatikun and the repair of their sin, hoyo al yidei nisosom bigdusha, was through their experiencing this very holy type of death. The Gemara says that two flames of fire came out from Hashem, went into their nostrils, and killed them in that manner. And in addition, al yidei shenisabru bepinchos, as a result of their souls entering into Pinchas, as with Shehu Eliyahu, who is Eliyahu Navi, Be'es Shekine Apigam Abris, at the time, at the special time, when Eliyahu Navi, when Pinchas avenged Pigam Abris, when the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, Zimri ben Somli, took a non-Jewish woman, Cosby Basur, and he wanted to show a flagrant act of znus, of promiscuity, in front of the whole Jewish people. Tikkun HaBris is how we draw this pishtayim, this double portion, b'chinas moitzi mikoyach al apoyal, as we learned in the previous year about Yosef HaTzadik, that Yosef attained the b'chora, and b'chora is the double portion, nimtza. So therefore we see from this, b'ma shepognu nisaknu. In the area which Nadav and Avihu made a terrible mistake because they weren't married, they didn't have children, they weren't qualified to bring the Torahs, was corrected by their souls entering into Pinchas, who stood up for Tikkun HaBris. The Alkein, Tolso HaTorah, Kol Avodas Yom HaKippurim, B'Misoso. And this is why the Torah attaches the whole Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to the passing away of Nadav and Avihu. If you look in the Chumash, in the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois, the first line speaks about the passing away of Nadav and Avihu, and then the paragraph goes right into everything that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki ikra avoynes Yom HaKippurim shulechapra b'nei Yisrael alidei b'chinas hamshachas pishnayim imokum gavoya ma'oid, because the main service that has to be accomplished on Yom Kippur, which is to atone and forgive for the Jewish people by drawing that pishnayim from a very high place, kualidei nisas shnei b'nei Aaron. One of the powerful components of making that happen was the passing away of the two sons of Aaron HaKohen. And this is why it's so important for a person, for us to be aware of this. And on Yom Kippur morning, when we come to shul, when they're getting ready to read the Torah, in many shuls they're selling the Aliyahs at the time, the person who knows about this tries to concentrate and focus on this tragedy of great tzaddikim, holy tzaddikim passing away, and to try to feel genuine remorse, genuine feelings of tshuva for our contribution to making these things happen. Very often the Torah tells us that tzaddikim die because of the sins of the generation, because of our sins. And by expressing feelings of tshuva at that time, especially if a person is zeichet to shed a tear when they hear that first pasuk being read, that's one of the things that affects a major kapara. Question in the chat, if Nadav and Avihu were married but did not have children yet, would this have happened? The Zohar HaKadosh uses the word in Begin Deloy and Sibyl because they weren't married. Rav Nosson Zalei, we know that one of the main achievements in marriage is bringing children into the world, which is a major part of this being Moitzi Mikoyach El HaPoyal. The purpose of creation was perpetuating mankind, that there would be one generation and another, and each generation is affecting a layer of tikkun of the Bria until we get to the finish line, until Moshiach comes, when we'll have completed being Moitzi Mikoyach El HaPoyal.
Good morning, Rav Nosson. In the previous paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal asked two questions. Why were these three items specifically chosen? And then what's the relationship between them? And over the last few pages, we've been learning all about many different examples of taking potential to action. So are these three representing the archetype of all aspects of taking potential to action? Because they seem to be each one of the ones that we've learned in the last week or so could really have been replaced.
It seems that these three are the major ones, the ones that represent the whole picture, really. Bringing children into the world, you know, and the malchus of Mashiach, and the issue of Parnassah, which Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into much more now. And again, we had the toivling in the mikveh, which was a preparation for all of this. Those three plus one items summarize just about everything we had in this halacha, based on that chapter in Likutei Moharan.
Thank you, Rosh.
Paragraph Lamed Vav, the Alkein, the HaTorah Hanal, Mavoyar, and therefore, in that chapter, in the Likutei Moharan, chapter 66, which this entire halacha is based on, Rabbi Nazal explains, Shal Yedei Menias HaParnosa, Ein Yecholen Lohitzi Mikoyach HaPoyal, that when a person is experiencing a problem in Parnosa, when Parnosa is being withheld from a person, that prevents the person from being able to accomplish everything they need to accomplish, everything they want to accomplish, to take things from potential to actualization. Vizehu, and this is what the pasuk says, Kol Amal Ha'odon Lefiu. All of a person's efforts, all of a person's struggles are for their mouth, in order to feed themselves and feed their family. That's typically what it refers to. She'ikar amal ha'odom, the main struggles of a person, she'heim ha'meniyos, she'moinen oisem e'avoidosoy, which can also refer to the obstacles that are blocking a person from serving Hashem properly, from davening properly, from learning properly, and especially melehiskarev lanshei ha'emes, from coming close to truly religious people, shezeh ho'ikar. That's the most important thing. That's going to have the most powerful effect on a person's Yiddishkeit. Hakol hu bishvil piyu. It's all related to the mouth, meaning the Hainu HaParnosa. All of those obstacles are usually tied into Parnosa. Ki Odom La'omol Yulad. Because the Pasuk says, man was born to struggle. Va'amu Rabbi Seinuzal and our rabbis tell us, Omol Zeh Eni Yodea Mahu. This struggle, we're not sure what it's referring to. Im Amal HaParnosa, is it referring to struggling in Parnosa, in the effort to earn a livelihood? Im Amal Torah, or is it the struggle to study Torah and to understand the Torah? And the Gemara goes into a whole discussion about this, and the Gemara concludes, Hevi Oimer Ze Amal Torah. The conclusion is that what Hashem really wants us to struggle in is Torah. What Hashem really wants us to devote most of our time and effort is in the struggle of Torah. Because to the degree that a person overcomes and eliminates the struggle for Parnosa, meaning the obstacles that are generated because of Parnosa. Person has to leave their house early to go to work. They come home late. They don't get to go to shul. They can't attend shul. They don't have time to study Torah. And a person strengthens their heart with complete trust in Hashem, 100% trust in Hashem, that Hashem provides, not the job, not my employer. Hashem provides everything. And Hashem will not forsake me. Hashem will not leave me. And all the different obstacles that the Satan sets up, which make it seem like I can't have Parnosa, those obstacles will not be able to block my Parnosa. As the Gemara says, Ein Adam Noigeya B'Mashemuchan L'Chaveiro. A person cannot touch what's set aside, what Hashem has designated for his friend. If Hashem has designated certain money or a certain job for Reuven, Shimon cannot take it away. B'shimcha yikra'ucha. And how? When the Jews call out to Hashem. K'moikein hu zoche l'amal Torah. The more a person fortifies themselves in bitachon, complete faith and trust in Hashem, the more that person is zoche to be able to devote more time to the study of Torah. Ki yefsher lizkois leTorah kim al yedei shaviras b'niyah samoinim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible for a person to really be zoche to success in Torah unless the person overcomes the obstacles that are blocking the person from achieving that. She'ikorom b'inyan haParnosa. And for most of the world, it's all about Parnosa, the earning of a livelihood. That's what robs a person's brain power. A person's thinking always about Parnosa and so much time and effort that's put into the pursuit of Parnosa, what they call Hishtadlus. Each person needs to know their Madrega of Bitochai. We know that it's written about the Baal Shem Tov that he would empty his pockets at the end of every day. Any money that he had left in his pockets, he would give away to charity, said he would start the new day fresh on zero. And his level of bitachon was obviously the highest level possible that Hashem provides and Hashem will provide, and therefore Hashem provided. We are not necessarily on that level. We have to put in certain efforts sometimes to earn a livelihood, but never to forget that it's coming from Hashem. It's coming from Hashem. Shayach Le'el, related to what we discussed earlier, paragraph Lamed Zayin, V'zehu Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen Heshiv es Chamasi. The Pasuk says that Pinchas is the one who removed Hashem's anger from the Jewish people. Ki Pinchas ze Eliyahu. Because as we mentioned earlier, Pinchas is Eliyahu Navi. Zocho levatel ulahamtik hacharoi nas. he was zeched to eliminate and sweeten the anger of Hashem, which is a major, major topic in that chapter in Torah Samach Vav and Likutim Rav, and we've spoken about it along the way here. Shayidei Zeh Mamshichim Ruchai Shel Moshiach. That's how we draw upon ourselves the divine spirit of Moshiach. We know that anger is called Charoin Af. The way we picture an angry person is their nostrils are flaring, smoke coming out of their nose. Rabbi Nizal actually refers to it over there. There's a pasuk, Olo Oshem Biapoi. Smoke came up from his nose, from his nostrils. That's anger. And when we eliminate the anger completely, completely, then we're zeche to Ruach Apeinu Moshiach Hashem. Moshiach is called the breath of our nostrils, that Ruach HaChayim. And it's from this divine spirit of Moshiach that we're able to bring everything from Koyach to Poyal. That's this double Kaniskaleil, as we discussed earlier. Now, Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the creation of the world and shows us again this concept of being Moitzi Mikoyach ala Poyal. The Torah begins, in the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. Zeh b'chinas bria b'koyach neged gemar habria. That first pasuk represents the potential, the koyach, compared to the completion of the creation, which we see in the subsequent paragraphs. K'moshom Rabbi Sinusal, as the Gemara says, u'muva b'pirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKadosh points this out also, sheb'yoyim rishoyin nivra hakoil. On the first day of creation, Hashem created everything. Ach kol echod v'echod nikba b'yom shenigzar alav. However, it was all created in potential. However, everything got put into place, it was actualized on the particular day of creation that we see mentioned after that. Nimtza shegmar yitzias mikoyach ha'apoyal shel kol todo shamayim v'aretz. We see from this that the completion of taking everything from koyach to poyal, of everything in heaven and earth, was completed, each item, on its particular day. And when we're told that everything was created on day one, it means in a sense of potential. It wasn't really actualized. And Rabbi Nizal explained over there in Likutim Rav that before a person can succeed in taking things from koyach to poyal, they must go through major obstacles. The Zebachinas, this is why the second pasuk in the Torah says, V'ho'oretz hoysa soyu v'voyu v'choshech al p'nei soyim, that at first the world was dark and dark and dark and darkest, four levels of darkness. This pasuk represents all of the different types of obstacles in the world, which block us from bringing the truth from potential to actualization. We learned earlier in the halacha that the word choshech means darkness, and the word lachsoich means to withhold, minia. This is why the Gemara tells us, that those four categories that are listed in that pasuk are alluding to the four kingdoms, the four powerful kingdoms of the non-Jews, which would exile the Jewish people. Shehem keneged Yisrael. They oppose the Jewish nation, the toifsenes Yisrael begolus. They grab us and bring us into exile. Shebehem kol hamenias, and all these obstacles come from them. They're the main obstacle. The ikar hu hagolus so achron hazeh, and of all four, the main one is this final one that we're going through now. Shehu bechinas tohoim, which is represented in that passage by the term tohoim. Shebispashin hamenias bin haemes ad hatohoim, whereby the obstacles that are trying to block us from getting to the truth reach all the way down to the deepest, deepest depths. Bebechinas tohoim el tohoim koirei, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, one tohoim calls out to another, upirish Rashi, Soro choyreso haverto. One disaster invites the next disaster, Rachmanu Litzlan, calls out to the next one. Ve'ikar hatzoros heimabaniyos milesparav v'lashim yisparav v'terosle. And the greatest problem that we have, the greatest tragedy is the obstacles that are blocking us from coming close to Hashem and coming close to the Torah. And then the pasuk concludes, v'ruach alekim merachefes al pnei elohim. Ruach alekim do ruchai shel Moshiach. That refers to the divine spirit of Moshiach, merachefes al pnei elohim. Hovers over the waters. Ze ikar hatikun v'hatikva. This is the main solution, and this is our entire hope. Ki nishol moitzim mikoyach ha'apoyal. Because it's from that ruach alekim that enables us to take things from koyach to poyal, al yidei goydel hacheshek v'harotzen yukanam. As we learned earlier, when we build up our desire, our yearning and desire to come close to Hashem, to the Torah. And we learned also that that's the concept of dipping in the mikvah. We're going back to our roots. We're going back to the status of the world pre-creation, when the world was wall-to-wall water, when it was in its purest state. And we're connecting with that ruach alokim, rachefes al pnei amoyim. And this is why the pasuk continues and says, vayomer elokim yehi oyer. Vayehi oyer. Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Yehi oyer do yemino. Yehi oyer refers to the right side. Vayehi oyer refers to the left side. The Gemara says, whenever it says Vayehi, it implies tragedy, difficulties. Kama shekostu b'Zohar HaKadosh. Haynu shemikar b'yemin l'smol. What this pasuk is telling us is a level of recognition between right and left. We're defining a right and a left here. And that's one of the most important representations of taking things from koyach to poyal, as Rabbi Nizal expounds over there in that chapter in the Ketubah. The poiseach es yodecho, opening up the hands. And then the pasuk goes on to say, Hashem saw that the light was good, and it was too good to remain in the world at that time. And Hashem made a separation between light and darkness. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh says, Hashem saw that the world was not worthy of being able to use that incredible bright light that existed at the time of creation. And therefore Hashem hid it away for tzaddikim in the future. Zehu vayavdel alekim ben horov in achoshech. Choshech heimbechinas benias kana. As we learned earlier in this halacha, the word choshech also means obstacles. Shehivdil ho'or min achoshech. Hashem separated the light from the darkness, ugenozoi, and hid it away. Meaning, she'ein mi sheyizke elav, kiim kolechot kefim asher mishadar hamanias. No person can experience that light unless they're able to overcome those obstacles, which is the darkness. And to the degree that a person overcomes the obstacles, to that degree, that person will be able to draw from that bright light until the person will really achieve that light in the future. Ki hatzadikim v'hakshirim hanilvim aleihem zoichim gamato linoik mehoor hazeh kol echot kefi madrigosei. Because the tzadikim and the truly religious people who are attached to them are zoichim even now to taste and to experience that light, that incredible high-level light, each person on their level. The Kamuvan B'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh makes this clear, Umuva B'Mokom Acher. And Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in other places. Ki kol echod kefi shemeshaber hamaniyos kein zoiche linoik behoer hazeh. Because each and every person, to the degree that that person overcomes major obstacles that are blocking them, to that degree, that person is zoche to draw from this light. Remember, we mentioned that the word menios is the same letters as the word me'imos. Me'imos means the incredible sweetness of kedusha, of holiness, of the Torah. And through all of this, the person will really be zocha to achieve this to the maximum in the future when Mashiach comes. Any questions, please?
Just to go back to the idea of borrowing, the whole world is set up that we borrowing from Hashem and this whole system flowing down and paying back. So too, I would have thought that what's wrong that Jews borrow from Jews, because this is imitating how Hashem sets the world up.
The answer is, Rav Nosazal discusses this at tremendous length in Chosh Mishpah. There's a famous statement in the Gemara, Eved loive le'ish malve. A borrower becomes a servant and a slave to the one who lends them. And Hashem says, Avodayim, v'lo yavodim l'avodim. I want the Jews to be my avodim. I don't want them to be avodim to other avodim. And this is why our preference is that we get everything from Hashem, not from anyone else. And even when we're receiving from other people, we always attribute it first to Hashem, that it's coming from Hashem. This person is a shliach, a messenger, a vehicle. But we always show that we recognize that it's all coming from Hashem so that we never become an eved to a human being. That's the important point here.
Thank you very much.
In Birkas HaMazon, we say, V'noa al tatzricheinu Hashem alekeinu, loy lidei matnas voser v'dom, v'loy lidei avosu. Hashem, please do not allow us to have to come on to any gifts from people or any loans from any people. We should get everything directly from your broad hand. And I once asked my Rebbe Rav Michal, what about a person who's going around fundraising, trying to collect money from people, trying to get people to give money? And he said it's extremely important when a person is doing that to know that I'm going to Hashem. I'm going to Hashem. I'm turning to Hashem for money. Hashem sometimes operates through shlichim, through messengers. If we're zeicher, the greatest tzaddikim, when the Jews received the mon in the midbar, the tzaddikim had the mon delivered at their doorstep every single day. They didn't have to travel. They didn't have to come on to any person. They didn't have to search. The beinonim received the mon not at their doorstep. They had to travel to a degree to get to it, but it was in the same place at a certain fixed location. But still, they had to do that additional hishtadlus. The Rishonim, every single day, the mon came to a different location, and they had to do much more hishtadlus. So that the more a person gets closer to Hashem, the more that person can hope that it'll require less hishtadlus, that Hashem will show more openly, in a more obvious way, that the shefa is coming directly from Hashem. And again, when we receive money from a person, to convey to that person that I thank Hashem tremendously, that Hashem has helped me succeed in getting this gift, and I thank Hashem that He chose you as the Sharia to be His messenger. Now we go back to the topic of counting. If you recall earlier in this halacha, we had a major piece about Sfiras Omer, counting the days to the Omer. And now Rav Nosazal is going to go back to the topic of counting the days of creation even and tie it in to Sfiras Omer and the holiday of Shavuos. Paragraph Lamites, V'zehu she'sofar ha'sayomim. And this is why Hashem counted the days of creation. K'mo she'kosev v'yere v'yvoyker yom echad. V'chein yom she'i shlishi. Each one of the 6 days. Ki ho'iker la'sois pesach v'tzinoer. L'ham she'cho'or v'hachiyus. Because as we discussed earlier in this halacha based on Likutei Moran, that one of the most important things that we have to try to accomplish is there's this light that's in a very high place and we're down here. We have to be able to create an opening and a pipe to be able to draw that light, that spiritual energy and life from the upper yud to the lower yud. Of the Poseach Es Yodecha, of the letter Aleph, as we explained earlier, the way the letter Aleph is written in a Sefer Torah, a yud on top, a yud on bottom, and then there's that Pasach, that diagonal line that connects them. Shezeu b'chinas toivim hashnayim ehoecha. This is what the Torah says, that two are better than one. Ki kishehoor echod, because when the light is in a state of oneness, it's just wall-to-wall light, as it was before Hashem created the world, that is not really perfection. Because what Hashem really wants to accomplish is that his light should travel from above to below. V'yisrabeh v'yechayeh v'yekayim es kol habruim. And it should multiply and increase and infuse life into all of the creations. V'ho'ikara, and the most important creation, is es ha'odom ha'yisraeli, the Jew. Shehu tachles hakol, who is the ultimate purpose of everything Hashem created. Ki ikar hashleimus, sheteitzei habriya mikoyach ha'apoyal. Because again, the main completion and perfection is that the creation should go from potential to complete actualization. She'oz shayach mispar. And at that point, we can start counting. Because so long as everything was kaviyochel in Hashem's mind, before it was actualized, there's nothing to count. Like a person starting a business very often. And the person says, I'm gonna make this money. And the person says, what are you counting? You haven't done anything yet. There's nothing to count yet. Rak ikar hatikun, and the real tikkun is that after Hashem actualized the whole creation and started this count, it's extremely important that the numbers should not be separated, should not be detached from one, from Hashem. But rather that we're always returning everything in this world, we're returning it to Koyach, to its original source, to Hashem. V'yafal pikein, lo yizbatel shum lagamri. And even though we're connecting everything to that beginning, we're not going into total betel, we're not being totally nullified. Shelo yachzer hoyim l'toyev avayu chasishun. We don't want the world to go back to that original state of nothingness, of total darkness. But rather, but rather we're constantly trying to climb, to go higher and higher, and bring down spiritual energy below. As the Pasuk says, there were a certain unit of angels that went up and come down. They go up and down. And one of the most important factors that allows us to accomplish this is Alidei Ho'emuna. Is through pure faith. Sheyodea achar habria, shekol habria mitzvah, where people realize even after everything was created and we're in the world and we're in the world today with the buildings and the cars and the telephones, we never forget that all of this comes from Hashem. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Veyeda kol pol ki ato fialto, Veyovin kol yitzur ki ato yitzarto, as we learned earlier. And it's for this reason that Hashem counted all the days. Because that's this concept of taking things from potential to actualization, which is this concept of counting. A person starts a business, they start producing, and then there's what to count. And this also explains why in the order of the numbers, if you know your Hebrew, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi'i, Chamishi, in front of Sheni comes Rishon, not Echad. Why is it that by the first day of creation it says Vayera Vayker Yoim Echad? Loimar Shehakodesh Baruch Hu Yochid Boilamoy. Moshe Rabbi says, our rabbis tell us this is to proclaim that message that this number one is not just one. This number one is referring to one, Hashem Echad. Sheikar Atikun Lachzor Kol Hamispar Lecha. Our main tikkun in this world is to return all the numbers to one. Leida she'achar nisper she'achar abriya achar she'etz mikolech lapoyel adayin akol echad. To know that after counting, after the whole creation was done, after everything was actualized, it's all Hashem. Ein oid milvado ki Hashem echad bora hakol u'machay hakol. Hashem, the one Hashem, created everything and is infusing life into everything, keeping everything in this world alive. We'll hold it over here for now. We're in the middle of a paragraph. Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect this to Sfira Soimer and Shavuos. We'll continue from here in the next year. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Yeshua is Rafuah is Besuras Tavas to all of us.
Amen.